And in the absence of any motion, I think I'll continue as chair.
Point of information, there was some confusion last year by combining the listener and the staff.
We haven't called the delegates meeting yet.
Okay, just I want to make sure there's no confusion.
Separate elections.
Separate elections, precisely. Thank you.
Calling the delegates meeting to order, will the secretary call the roll?
Thank you.
Ken Aaron, here. Chuck Anderson,
president.
Antini Antrim,
here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Omar Burdett. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Clunder.
Here, please.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Ollie Lexa.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Here.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier.
Present.
Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Margie Murray.
Present.
Michael Novin.
Present.
John Parker. Summer Reese.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
John Wangers.
Here.
Lamont Yakey.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. There were no requests for excused absences from the delegate meeting, as far as I'm aware of. Next item is the agenda approval for the delegate meeting, which is not currently available, but I've reviewed it.
Well,
Secretary's going to read the proposed agenda for the delegates meeting.
Roll number one is call to order. Roll call, excused absences. Agenda approval and minutes approval.
There are minutes from two prior meetings of the delegates.
Roman number two is the election of delegates. And this goes from point A to O, so I've broken down every single phase of this twice.
Thank you.
Reading of nominations, 1 minute. Order of listener candidate statements determined randomly, 1 minute. Listener candidate statements, 8 minutes total, 2 minutes each. Board question to listener candidates, 10 minutes, 1 minute or less per question. Public comments and questions to listener candidates, 7.5 minutes. Listener candidates respond to board and public questions, 12 minutes. 3 minutes each. Teller instructions, 1 minute. Distribution of ballots, voting, tabulation, 10 minutes. And it should be teller's report also. So all that is repeated for staff. Okay, so the orders, candidates selected, candidate statements, board questions to candidates, public questions to candidates, candidates respond to the board and the public, voting, teller's report. Adjournment.
I'd like to alter the agenda to have the entire steps for the staff delegate election to precede the listener delegate election in respect of one of the members here who has to leave for a memorial service. So I'd like to get that done first.
Is it a candidate that has to leave early?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the motion.
Second.
Does that take two-thirds to alter the agenda? No, once approved.
Just out of courtesy, I think if a candidate is running and has a funeral to be at, and all we're asking is to put one set of elections before the other, and there are fewer people in that election, so one would presume it might move more quickly. That would be a courteous thing to do that I would extend to anyone, regardless of anything else, because it's a funeral. So that would be my motion to, I'm in support of that. Thank you.
Could we hear that request from the candidate?
Why?
Well, because we would like to know
it's in your mind
that there is such an individual, and it's incumbent on the individual to request.
I'm sorry, representative.
I'd like to investigate that.
No, just seriously. We're being asked to elect a mature candidate. That candidate certainly can ask a question on her if we have.
I'm missing a memorial for a very, very dear friend that I knew for over 30 years right now. I would like to be able to vote and then leave no later than 2 o'clock. I'm making that request on behalf of them and reaching out to all of you. This was a mentor of mine and someone I knew for a very long time, and even showing up late is really hurting me.
I think we understand. No problem. I just wanted to hear it from the person we understand. I'm sure you have a good time.
Call for the question. Okay, so any objection to calling a question on the motion to reverse the order of which delegates are elected first? Seeing none. Any opposition to that motion? Seeing none, we'll reverse the order. So,
thank you.
Secretary will take note of that. Moving on as quickly as possible to minutes approval. John and Gary did send out minutes. I have a few copies here. I was able to print those, so.
I have one copy.
If anybody likes to see a copy of the minutes of December 17th, 2011, I have 4 copies here. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the KPFA Dells Assembly meeting of December 17th, 2011. That was a meeting held at the same building, apparently. Sure. Anybody else want to take a quick look? No. Still entertaining a motion to approve the minutes.
Question first. With apologies, it's inappropriate. I'd ask John Gary, and he may have replied and may not have seen it. We have the motion regarding ICE raids. Is that recorded in? I didn't see it in the minutes of December 17th.
This is a delegate meeting.
Thank you.
Delegate assembly meeting of December 17th, 2011.
I make a motion we approve them.
Okay. Seconded. All in favor?
Not objection.
Okay, and then I also have draft minutes of a delegate assembly meeting of January 8th, 2011.
Oh, I made a motion to pass both of them, so that was, dealing with both of them. So.
All right, well, I only raised one, so. January 28th, very quickly, 2011, was the motion that took place at Elliott City College, in which we elected the previous year's PMB delegates.
I just want a clarification. I guess I misunderstood what we were voting on initially. We had 2 sets of minutes from delegates' meetings, correct?
Yes.
And we were voting on 1 or 2? Which one?
Well, we voted on December 17th. We're about to vote on January 8th of 2011, which apparently wasn't approved at the December.
I think it's important that we're clear on this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are those minutes here for us to either approve?
Yes, I have copies of those also.
May I have a copy so that I can know how to vote?
Yeah, they were sent to the board electronically by John Gary.
I just moved to approve the minutes.
Seconded. Any objection to approving the minutes? I'm sorry, are you objecting to this?
Yeah, we're reading them.
Point of information, if they have a problem, they can bring us later.
All right, so
it's my understanding that if we approve the minutes now, it takes a simple majority. If we move to adjust the minutes later, it takes a 2/3 majority. Is that correct?
No.
Well, once the minutes have been approved?
No, after there's been approved, you can still.
Yeah, I think the minutes are different from the agenda.
Right. I call the question to approve the minutes, which we've already done.
Yes.
Just approve them.
Right. So, the question has been called on approving the minutes of January 8th, 2011. Any objections to calling the question? Seeing none, the question is called. All in favor to approve the minutes?
The order will be picked at random.
Doing that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that we run an organization decided by coin toss.
One of the candidates have a preference for calling.
Is this for the order of candidate states?
You both want to call?
Yeah, we're doing a coin toss.
Okay. Hearing nothing.
I love it.
Heads, Rodrigo gets to call the next toss. Tails, Allie gets to call the next toss.
I love it.
It is heads. Rodrigo gets to call the toss as to who speaks first. If he correctly calls the toss, he speaks first. So you call this in the air? Heads or tails?
Heads.
It is tails. Allie Lexer speaks first.
Okay,
how much
time
did we get?
1 minute. 1 minute.
Yeah,
I don't think.
No, it's 2 minutes. I think he said
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
It's always
been 2 minutes.
That wasn't agenda size.
Yeah.
I believe it's 1 minute.
No, he said 2 minutes.
Maybe it's questions. Okay.
Yeah, it's Q&A. Yeah.
I think everyone here knows me and knows all the work I've done for the station on behalf of the network. Simply, what I see happening with the network and the station is the root of a lot of the fighting is over airtime, and this station and network needs to move into the 20th century. Using the internet, podcasting, smart devices, we can have unlimited amount of broadcasting time. We are stuck in the 70s or 80s with this paradigm of airtime. Airtime's important, and it's great, and it's fantastic. We have the signal. But I envision creating a new Pacifica online-only based station that is not LA-centric, but global, taking all of the best programming from around the network and centering it and allowing people to be their own program director with podcasting. You can select which shows you want, and you can listen to them when you want. And I think a lot of this fighting and agenda-driven fighting can be relieved that way, and everyone can get a chance to get their message and voice out through that. And that's what I would fight for on the national board. Thank you.
Is the point of information, is the sequence statements and then questions, or statements?
Yes. Two statements.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And board questions and public questions.
Being at the National Board for 1 year, I learned that the inner representation is almost imperceptible. You know, very few people from all various stations that are represented in the Latino community. As we all know, the diversity that is now in this country is a much larger population, especially the Bay Area, Los Angeles, Houston, New York. But the past, people that are in every radio station that are not represented. As one point that has to be taken into account when you do your votes. If we are talking seriously about having, diversity, we must include diversity. Even though it bothers to some people, yes, sure, because, we are coming from different perspectives, different histories, different backgrounds, different roots. We are different in many, many aspects. But that's precisely what we are dealing with, the diversity that enriches, our foundation. Every step that I do is in the benefit of the foundation. Every step. Nothing to do, to be against, our institutions. As you know, even though we are at the national board, we are working with the local communities, really totally rooted in our communities, deep. The first historical community event that took place in Spanish ever of the foundation. 30 seconds, yes. Was done because of our organizations. We belong to organizations. We know how to organize, we know strategies, we know problems, political problems, how to implement it. And that's what we are doing basically. Now, if I remain, the National Board, one of the motions that we are going to move is the FCC workshops at all radio stations, which we all know there is a lot of ignorance, and the different radio stations with these programs, all programmers, at that level. There should be national...
Next time.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so next is board questions to staff candidates, followed by the public questions, and then the candidates will respond to board and public questions together, right? So next... Board questions. We have 10 minutes budgeted, 1 minute or less for you guys. So then you can answer questions.
1 minute per question, 10 questions.
10 minutes budgeted.
Okay, so just to clarify again, we're just going to ask the questions during this time frame, and then the candidates will respond to the questions.
Board asks, public asks, candidates ask, yes. Answer everybody if
yes.
They want.
Everybody clear on that? Okay, so I'll show of hands, board questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'll pass. Rodrigo, this question is for you. You were talking about the country has changed its ethnicity, and I strongly agree with you. What I have problems with is when you talk about we, and you refer to Latinos, you refer to blacks, the problem that I have is that there's a bit of racism in that because if somebody is black or Latino, the presumption is that they would push the agenda of that community more than somebody else. And if that's the case, how would you account for Clarence Thomas or Antonio Villaraigosa?
You don't get the answer to the answer.
No,
no.
Take note of the question and then answer what you can at the end.
No.
Continue on, Mr. Collier, and doing the
intro.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's next?
Mr. Lexer, 4 years ago when I was running for the board and you were in charge of the website,
take the mic.
You chopped up my biography. And made it look like I was working with Malcolm X mowing lawns in Tustin in the early 70s. Malcolm X was already dead. So I complained, and it was changed for a week, and then it went back to the same one. My question to you is, was that sabotage or just right-wing foolery? Thank you.
And I'd like to ask Ali, because I've heard a lot about this. Making use of the internet or the web or whatever. I know you're in a better position to explain that. And you're talking about having people be virtual programmers and so on. And the question I have is, how would something like this work? I mean, do we really have 24 hours of X number of different programs that would be on the air? And is this something that would outreach to a younger generation, do you think? Would it help us to reduce the length of our fund drives? Would there be other advantages to it? And what advantages would it offer to current programmers, especially Spanish-speaking programmers who address, I mean, I listen to it all the time, and they're addressing issues that are never touched on other Spanish-speaking radio. So I'd like to know how that works.
Yeah, my question is for Ali as well. Ali, you're a fine fellow, and I don't doubt your qualifications at all. But I guess my question to you is based on the fact that we live in Los Angeles, where you and I and Anglos are a minority. This is not your typical radio station. In Lou Hell's mission, we ought to be striving to honor the diversity of our community. So I guess what I'm wondering is, given the fact that it's Rodrigo, who is an equally fine fellow, and who's, like you, done a fine job at the national board level, isn't elected, it looks like we won't have representation from the majority community of Los Angeles for this community radio station, the PNB. Does that not trouble you?
Thank you. Over the last couple of years, I've had a chance to work side by side with both of the candidates and have observed them under a variety of circumstances. And I know as employees or as staffers, you guys both work tirelessly for the benefit of the station. I've seen that consistently from both of you. And Ali, where you have a profound technical knowledge that the PNB can certainly advance from, and the PNB is certainly in the dark ages of technology. With not a significant online presence, and the way everything's stored, it's ridiculous. I think, though, you have an opportunity to lobby the board through representatives, our directors here, and I think we need better representation of the voices on this board to the PNB through our elected officials. And I think the technological advances can be done on a volunteer basis, whereas Rodrigo, I think it's to our advantage for him to be able to maintain continuity and increase his own inroads on the PNB and speaking for the voice of the voiceless, because as he said himself, there's little or no minority representation on the PNB. So I think he's passionate and articulate and would be an advantage for us to send it to the PNB yet again.
Ali, I'm sorry for your loss today. But I have some concerns because you've been... I'd like you to tell us how long you've been webmaster at the station, and the fact that you haven't advocated or moved in that direction that you mentioned of virtual programming and having internet access to those who have internet access, but it's those who don't have internet access. And in regard to the implication of racism by Mr. Eisenberg, would it be equally fair to say that Ali Lester is racist because he didn't mention the specific population that he would advocate for? So, with that,
thank you, Lars. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Yeah, there's one mic at each table.
So. And they don't come out. Okay. I think, unfortunately, we get into some of these conversations that I feel are less productive for people that are progressively minded, and many people across racial lines work on behalf of other people because they're politically active, and that's what politically active people have been doing for a really long time. I think it's really important on the national board level the type of work people will do. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of commitments. It's a lot of exhausting committee work, just like locally, but it's twice as much of it. So I think that... I don't think this is where the conversation should be going. I think we should be focused on what will happen in terms of business and foundation.
Point of order, what was the question?
Well, I didn't hear questions. I hear a lot of accusations. It evolved when I went out of the room to get some of the address here. So I'm just saying, please stay focused on the business of the foundation and electing people who will put in the time and effort to perform that business.
So we can make a speech. I want another round.
Can I get a mic?
We have a round of questions that people should try to...
He was saying that one of the reasons why there's a lot of feuding and fighting is because of the airtime, and that he wants to explore other avenues to get broadcasting, and that's fine and dandy, but should the diverse communities wait until all that's available so we have broadcasting when we have a station that should share airtime and we get more shows that's going to appeal to the broad spectrum of people that's listening? I talk to people all day, I'm out in the community all day, and people in the community listen to KPFK, but at the same time, they want to see more shows that they can relate to. So should we wait for that to get that broadcast? That's my question.
Two questions. One for Ali Lexa and the other one for Rodrigo. My question to Ali is what specific work, based on your technical expertise, will be beneficial for you to be on the national board? And then for Rodrigo, along the similar line, how do you think your expertise with Spanish language programming will benefit the national board, and how do you feel that that will be able to push forward on a national level versus not being on the national level?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, we're at 10 minutes allocated for board questions. So,
10 people, right? Was it 10 minutes or 10
people? It was 10 minutes.
Questions. 10 minutes. 10, which should be, it's intended to be 10 questions to be fair to every person.
It was announced as 10 minutes.
It was announced as 10 minutes with a maximum of a minute per question. People took.
I took less than that.
That's not fair.
We have taken 10 questions. But
no,
I was going to give
nine.
I'll be quick. Thank you, Celeste. Okay, I think your idea is a good one, but I'd like to ask if you couldn't be done even better. You said one virtual radio station. I don't see there's necessarily a limit to one. Couldn't KPFK and all the other stations each have their own? And in fact, isn't it also the case that KPFK could have more than one? It could have one, two, or 100. And therefore, there's really no, the amount of broadcast time that we have on the internet, isn't it true that it's basically limited only by our number of programmers? And therefore, to Rodrigo, isn't it true that if Ali implements this from his position of power on the PNV, that he could help your cause more than you could?
Okay. I'll make the motion that we extend time by 3 minutes.
Well,
second.
All right, there's a motion to extend time for what? For board questions?
For board questions.
Motion made in second to extend board questions then for 3 minutes. Are there?
We represent us, the public. We can be advocating for it. You're taking away our time.
No, we're not taking any time from the public questioning, which will follow immediately after the board questioning. So, all in favor of extending 3 minutes for board questioning, raise your hand. Is in favor opposed? And 11. So the motion failed. We're going to move to public questioning of the candidates and then to the candidate responses to all the questions. We're going to use that mic.
That's what you remove it.
Sure. Yeah, so
over there, this way, short cable.
Short cable.
This is our computer.
All right, this is 7.5 minutes. Okay. 7.5 minute block for listener questions.
How long is the questions
first? 1 minute. Yeah.
Okay. To the staff. One of the things that strikes me about KPFK, and not only the governance board, but the fact that we're meeting here, and I want both to comment on this, both of the candidates, is that we have an elitism that's ingrained in KPFK. All the meetings, most of the activity takes place on the west side, where a minority of the people in the city live. So we have to discuss this question of elitism. Why are we targeting the upper middle class instead of the working class? You know, I'm in the CAB, and I want to see the working class included by having meetings in working class areas of the LSB. Could you both comment on that issue and see what kind of solutions you have for doing that?
I hadn't meant to say this, but Sorry. I live on the west side. I'm hardly upper or even middle class. I wish I were. It's not true that everybody here is the upper class. That's a bunch of nonsense. But it's all the point of Dallas. It should be in other areas of the people. Let's not confuse two different things. The second thing I want to say on procedure, I'm sorry I got to offend you, but I think it's foolish, if not stupid. And I mean those words, to get all these questions from both the board and the listeners and try to have the people answer them intelligently in order afterwards, even with notes. I urge you even now to change the procedure so that you answer questions with a strict time limit as they're asked. Strict time limit will do the job, not having them all lumped together. I don't know about the other, but I'm confused by all, remember all the questions. And I have other comments to make later, but I want to make these procedural ones right now.
Thank you. I'd like to ask each candidate how their service on the national board could benefit diversity for our station and for the national sector.
I'd like to ask both candidates how they are they going to deal with issues of imperialism, war, capitalism. You know, we got to deal with these issues, climate change, and how are we going to build social movements? I'm from the west side. I'm dirt poor, but I am sick and tired of the station appealing to the limousine liberals. I mean, so we need to have community-based stations that deal with all the communities.
I'd like to know when, if the two candidates are going to be making an effort to, number one, focus on the fact that this runaway greenhouse global warming scenario that 90% of the scientists in the world agree is occurring right now actually will lead to the extinction of all life on Earth as we know it. This planet will devolve into an atmosphere similar to what is on the planet Venus right now. And if you know anything about the atmosphere on the planet Venus, you know we're going to be in big trouble when we reach that point of no return. And there's nothing, including stratospheric aerosol geoengineering and all this other bullshit that the petrochemical pharmaceutical monopoly is trying to shove down the public's throats, will have any effect whatsoever. And also programming pertaining to what really happened on September 11 and all of the various different false flag operations that have been promoted and accomplished by the U.S. government and other governments allied with the U.S.
That's
around
time,
the world.
That's time for the seven, I believe that's 7.5 minutes that were allocated. Unfortunately, we one more. 7.5.
I'd like to move to the other line at the moment to allow.
Yeah, the gentleman is still in line. So. Excuse me. We accepted the stack for the board. We should accept the stack for the one last person.
Well, no, that's not my motion. May I make a motion?
Okay. What's your motion?
My motion, very simply, is that whoever's on the line at the moment be given another 1 minute.
Okay. The ruling by the chair was that since we accepted the stack on the board, I'm accepting the stack on the.
How are you defining stack? That's my question.
The stack is the last person who's standing in line previously and signed up to speak.
I'm standing on line as well.
Yes, but you came in after we took the stack.
I have to apologize for making a possibly stupid comment here. I took offense when I heard the word elitism spoken of negatively. I belong to the elite. I suffer the indignity of having super high IQ.
Yeah.
I go to lots of meetings. And I'm a original charter founder of KPFK in 1959, July, at a student subscription. I would like KPFK and the rest of the world to be more responsive to my concerns as a truly elite person.
Thank you. All right, so we're at the point where the candidates will respond to the questions. How much time do I allocate to that?
Yeah. 3 minutes for each candidate to respond to everything.
Sorry.
And that will be your last opportunity.
Maybe reverse the order since one spoke first before.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
that would be reverse order from before. That's fair.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Yep. She's not now. Yeah, on the question of this issue of racism, you know, ignorance, you know, basically ignorance is the mother of, you know, fear, the ignorance, the lack of knowledge of something, of someone, you know. We only are asking for our, you know, place and our and history. That's it. Yeah. We, the communities, you know, that are being lacked for thousands, you know, for hundreds of years, you know, of the power. That's what we're asking, you know. Those who were slaves, those who are being mistreated, who are being chased away, you know, because not because of their responsibility, but linked to what, you know, some members of the audience ask, you know, linked to the imperialist, you know, procedures around the world. We are not responsible to be suffering what we are suffering, and we are not responsible to be asking what we are asking. You know, it's right there, the White House, you know, those in the Congress, those people on the Wall Street, those are the responsible of the situation that we're happening in. And their ancestors, those who develop, you know, their own laws that suppress the rights of the people, those are to be blamed. We are just the reflection of the situation created by others. That's you know, basically. In terms of if our friend, you know, Ali is going to help us, you know, to do better if he's there. Well, you know, he's not the only one that has knowledge in terms of technology. There is actually committees of technology. But so far, I haven't seen, not even me being there, haven't seen them moving a little bit. I haven't gotten one single report on the advances of the 5-hour Spanish language programming that was approved in September. Not a single one. No, other than there was a report, I mean, and the order of the direction to the managers that said. So, do you think, you know, someone is going to move it if I'm not there? I really doubt it, you know, basically. I really, really doubt it. So, the expertise, in terms of the expertise in you know, being there, as I said before, we are totally, you know, entrenched with the movements of our communities. Because we know who the enemy is. When we ask about global warming, who do we blame? Is not the big traffickers, you know, or the poverty of the people? No. The traffickers, you know, that are, you know, suppressing the rights of the people, who are taking down, you know, governments that are democratically elected. We know who the enemy is. Mm-hmm. And we are really fighting for democracy and for peace. We know who we are to fight for. We gotta be very clear. And I'm really clear, believe me, you know, who the enemy and how we have to fight it, you know, because that's, you know, our development when we work in our organizations. We learn, you know, the strategies of organizations, you know, and how to implement it. Thank you.
All right, I'll try and get through all these. First of all, Chuck Anderson, all the election websites are completely 100% administered by John Almel and Otis McClay. I have absolutely nothing to do with any of them.
The supervisor sent you an email.
Wait.
And if the election director was Casey Peters or whoever was in charge of it, that was between him and them. So I'm sorry your thing was jumbled. I had absolutely nothing to do with it. I absolutely had nothing to do with the posting of anybody's pictures or statements on any election, and never have. John Crumshaw, online programming. We have done a lot. I've done what I can with my limited capacity. I believe that we have a lot of rich content, and the demographic will bring in young listeners. And with the development of an app, we can allow people to make donations while they're listening to any show at any time, so that can do fundraising.
Jim Lafferty, you know I'm an immigrant. You know I'm from Iraq. You know I'm embroiled in a battle with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. So to call me a white American is incorrect.
I didn't call you anything.
All right. Well, don't grow there. Yeah. I do speak fluent Spanish, and I am very sensitive to this issue. As far as what Ariana said, I'm not saying to wait for anything. I'm a facilitator. My proposal is to give the ability to all of you to have more access to get your messages out by more means without having to fight over precious airtime, by making more airtime, as John Wenger suggested. It's limitless once we get into that. So I'm just facilitating. What else is on here? To the gentleman in the glasses in the audience, I am an environmentalist and I have produced numerous environmental specials and programming when I've been able to for the station. That is a passion of mine, environmentalism, and I sympathize with your comments. What else? Israel, I completely agree. It should be question and response. This responding to all the questions at once is ridiculous. Dutch, as Rodrigo said, there is a non-functional technology committee. There is no lobbying our representatives to get anything done. I want to get in there. I have the ability to champion these things and make these things happen so that Rodrigo and other people have more access to get their messages out by more means. And from what we've done, I've done a lot within my limited capacity at the station. We do have online programming. They're doing very well. And that's all I can say.
Okay, so next is the teller instructions. And I can either distribute the ballots while he gives instructions or wait for him to finish for the
Do you want the mic from out there rather than throwing it in the middle?
Okay, according to the bylaws, you have the right to vote for an individual or to rank your choices. If only one name is marked on your ballot, that will be your vote. And most of the instructions only get complicated when you have more than two people running for more than one office. So it's a majority of the ballot votes will elect. If you decide to rank candidates, that means that there's always the possibility of someone other than your first choice getting a vote from you. And that also means that your vote is not wasted if your preferred person is eliminated. So the first election is going to be pretty simple with two candidates and one office. If the majority of the valid votes will elect your staff representative director.
Point of information. Just for clarity, since this is an issue in the last election, all board members vote in the staff election, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All delegates.
All delegates, thank you.
Vote in each election.
Thank you. Just wanted to hear it loud and clear.
Sorry. Yeah, please. So Mr. Gary is distributing the ballots, and everybody understands the instructions on marking the ballots.
Yes.
the group that would be carried.
My director, the teller, will collect the taxes.
The audience doesn't get to vote.
Except for the board.
Who collects the ballot?
I move to have the teller collect the ballot.
Second.
The opposition that already knows the
Some people have a border over there.
There you go.
I agree with you,
does a member of the audience wish to watch the rally?
Okay. And your witnesses and all that?
You're all witnesses.
Everybody, please.
Yes, we're observing.
If Israel can get through, he'll come closer.
Okay, thank you.
First, we're going to count the ballots. Should be 22, right?
No, no, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
Terry, that's one that's found everywhere. There's one ballot that's found next to it.
This? You mean?
They're all here, Crown Shop.
Okay, total number of offices is 1, number of presumed ballots is 22. Start beginning to count. Argetta. Lexa. Argetta. Lexa. 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 Argetta. Lexa. 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 Argetta. 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 Lexa. 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 Argetta. Argetta. Lexa. Argetta. Rodrigo's votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lexa's votes.
11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. With 12 votes, Alexa has a majority and is the winner. The chair should make that declaration so any objections may be heard.
Save the ballot.
Yeah, the balance will be saved. The 12 votes is a clear majority of 22 present voting, and Ali Alexa declared the director. Moving on to the election of the listener delegate for the reading nomination.
Ali has his hand up.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion to ask for the compassion of the board to allow me to vote in the delegate meeting now so that I can leave.
Ollie had asked to leave by 2 o'clock, which would be a great burden. It's now 2:15. My suggestion is that you make good on your promise to your other commitment.
Are you speaking to my motion?
So moved. So moved that Ollie be allowed to vote.
No, it's ready. The motion was made.
Oh, okay. Second.
Well, can we either speak for or against the motion?
Yeah.
Final information? Is it not true that there's no rule about a person voting before they've heard the candidates? I mean, I don't think there's a rule governing it. So if there's no rule governing it, then I don't see what the objection is. So that's also, that'll save us time not having to do a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, this board moved to adjust the agenda so that the staff person election can happen first, so that Ali could accommodate his other commitment, which is obviously very important for him now to stay through. Doesn't make any sense.
I'd like to speak against the motion because, as my understanding from Robert's Rules of Order, you need to be present. So Ali Alexa would have to hear all the candidates, have all the questions said by the board members, listen to all the list to the audience members, and then respond to the have the electors respond to those and then vote. There should be no exception to another person.
Before I take further, I'm looking for the question of voting in the delegate election present in voting, or how does that work?
No.
It's been done at many other meetings. Margaret Prescott's been allowed to vote early and leave a number of times.
Archie, yes. There's people over here.
Okay.
Going around this way.
Is Terry Goodman present? So, I'm sorry, is there any parliamentary ruling about being present and voting in these balloting elections?
Yes, it is a fundamental parliamentary principle that a member cannot vote if they are not present. It would be improper for Ali Alexa to vote before nominations are closed. If the election is open and he votes early, then that would be, he could leave before the election is closed. So he cannot vote before the nomination has been closed.
Well, that's something.
After the nomination.
The nominations are closed.
Well, the nominations are closed December
31st.
Under parliamentary rules, without a bylaw specifically saying otherwise, nominations can be opened from the floor. Despite the December 31st nomination deadline.
But they're not.
Point of order. It seems this is the ruling of the chair situation and regarding the nominations period, and then the rest of what Mr. Goodman said would be applicable at that
still
point.
A motion on
the floor.
So perhaps we should deal with that first.
Comment.
I have a point of order. Hang on a second. So that was one point of order. The next point of order.
The fact is that it would seem to appear that there's some impropriety going on here, because when the motion was moved, we all agreed to have compassion for Mr. Alexa in regards to him leaving early. And if that wouldn't have happened, it could have been compelled that Mr. Alexa stay here. by a two-thirds vote to alter the agenda.
People are amazing.
All right, the problem is that the longer this discussion goes on, the less likely it is that this election is going to meet its obligations. So it seems to me as chair that balloting normally takes place when at a fixed time and people have to be present to vote in that particular election. So that's going to be my ruling as chair, is that the motion is out of order to allow someone to vote when the discussion, nominations, and process has not been closed. So that's my ruling. And if someone wants to overrule that, we'll take a motion on that.
I was just flipped off by another member of the board. Is that
I flip everybody off that doesn't let this guy. What planet do you people live on?
Why else
would you want to leave?
You're out of order.
Due respect to the chair and to all of the speakers. We were informed that there was an emergency that required his absence. For sure, it was on a different issue, but the context with which that request was made is still valid. Are we going to be hobbled by rules at a critical time in a fellow's life? I think that is so uncivilized. It is so disrespectful. It has nothing to do with collegiality. The second point I want to make, we know each other here. We know where we stand. We're not strangers to each other. So if we're doing this as a ploy to win votes or lose votes, I mean, we should really be, I mean, it's reprehensible. And I would urge all of us to rise above the fray. If I was part of an organization, I would have to live with it. Can we come together the first of the year and try something new, something different, to certainly be respectful of our colleagues and whatever? That's what is at stake. It's not Robert's rule. You know, it's not about even the August position of the chair, Mr. Novak. But it's about whether or not we're ever really going to respect each other, even if we disagree with each other.
Okay, having heard that, the ruling of the chair remains what it was, which is that it's not proper to allow someone to vote when nobody else is voting, and that I will entertain a motion, so I must overrule the chair.
That's my motion.
Point of information.
You want to overrule the chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Point of information.
Mr. Lex has left.
He left. And so I move the agenda, and we get going.
Okay. Question is moot.
They had another ruling of the chair. I'm just trying to keep up. I didn't think I was so slow, but I guess I am. I make a motion, somebody speaks, and that's the end of the discussion.
It's no longer relevant, right?
No. Just move ahead. Let the circus continue.
All right. It's not a ruling to share the question because Alexa has left the building.
We understand that.
Okay. So, moving on to the presentation of the candidates.
The listener candidates are Ken Aaron, Lydia Brisson, Brad Klunder, and Summer Reese. And the order of listener candidate statements shall now be determined randomly.
Can the teller teller present?
Order for presentation.
I think this requires drawing the names out of a hat because there's four candidates and we can't flip coins. So
we can flip coins.
We're not going to flip coins. Please put four names in a cap and draw them.
Point of information.
There.
Our parliamentarian earlier said once the nominations are closed,